This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, September 5th. God's word for you today is flood light. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 5, verse 13. And it says, when the light shines, it exposes even the dark and shadowy things and turns them into pure reflections of light. Jesus came to let us in on who God is, inform us of God's plans, guide our steps. John 8 verse 12 says, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, for living light will flood your path. Sadly, when people go through challenges, they get and depend on a torchlight to search for answers. Then they begin to prescribe things for themselves. Some look for an emotional torchlight, saying, if only I could get married, all my problems will be solved. Some other people say, if only I could get unmarried, all my problems will be solved. Others are saying, if only I can get a good job, all my problems will be solved. And some say, if only I can get a great business break, all my problems will be solved. Some people feel, if only I can emigrate to another country or another continent, all my problems will be solved. We bring out, hold on to, and depend on torchlights when God wants to give us floodlights. Take relocating, for example. When you move to another country, another continent, wherever the problem is, you will take you with you. And when you get to that new location, you are there. What I am saying is, stand in front of the mirror. The person you see in the mirror is the problem. The problem is not the marriage or the lack of it. The problem is not the job or the lack of it. The problem is not the business or location or the lack of it. The key thing is, when you become better, when you enter into God's light, everything changes. We need Christ. We need light. Period. You do not need more books. You need Christ. You do not need sex. You need Christ. You do not need politics. You need Christ. You do not need philosophy. You need Christ. You do not need a torchlight. You need the living light. You need the flood light. You need Christ. And it says, if you follow him, your path will be flooded with light. I prophesy that your path will indeed be flooded with the light of Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Ephesians 5 verse 13 says, the light makes all things easy to see. The light makes not some things, not a few things, and not even a lot of things, but the light makes all things easy to see. Once you encounter the light, regardless of the darkness and the pain in the marriage, in singleness, in your finances, in your health, or in your business, once the flood light comes, boom, ease. Let us pray. Father, flood my life and my path with living light, and let every stumbling in my life come to an end. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.